The Starlight Jazz season at Walton Arts Center opens Saturday night at 8 in Star Theater with the Brooklyn-based band, the Huntertones. The group has brass, trumpets, saxophones, and trombones, plus guitars, drums, keys, and a beatbox. Their music has solid influences like Charlie Parker and John Coltrane, but it's certainly just as rooted in contemporary music. Dan White, a co-founder of the Huntertones, recently talked with Robert Ginsberg, host of KUAF's Shades of Jazz every Friday night at 10. Dan told Robert that while the group is now based in Brooklyn, they all met in college at Ohio State University when many of the musicians were still discovering much of what would help them form the music of the Huntertones.
Yeah, we were all in music school kind of in different years, and we all came together to start writing some original music. And that's actually where the band name comes from. Is we had a house, an apartment on Hunter Avenue, where we started having some house shows. There weren't many music venues, near the campus, but Ohio State's an enormous school. There's 60,000 students, so we started just, bringing the party to us. And that really is kind of part of the identity of the band.
Oh, I like
social
it.
Music.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Hunter Avenue, and that's where the apartment where a lot of us live in different iterations of the band. That's where we got our start.
And this is, you're touring with a six-piece group.
Yes, sir.
It's kind of a horn-driven group. There's three horn players up front with bass, drums, and guitar.
Yeah, that's right. And the typical, instrumentation being, maybe three horns and a pianist. But having the guitar certainly kind of serves a little bit more of the sounds that we're going for, which is just a little bit different than your typical, six-piece kind of jazz group. We in school, we were studying the music of Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, with Wayne and Freddie and all these unbelievable heroes of ours on in that instrumentation. But, we're taking that and we're kind of going off the deep end in a lot of different directions. And that reflects a lot of the different music that we listen to, from Louis Armstrong to new stuff that's happening today.
It seems like the industry wants to put music into boxes so that they can package it and conveniently deliver it to audiences. You've avoided such stereotyping, really, by including so many styles and influences in your music, as you've already alluded to. Do you feel like this is working to your advantage?
Oh, absolutely. I think versatility is one of our biggest strengths. And I think part of the reason that we've become so versatile is because of the touring that we've done, the situations that we found ourselves collaborating in. And, I think having an open mind about the performance and about the genre and about just music in general and being creative, I think usually gets us out of our comfort zone and usually yields the most interesting and, the best music for us. Time and again, when we're kind of forced to deal and to create something new, we're forced out of our typical ideas, and because of that, I think the best music results from it. So we're kind of hungry for new challenges, and that's why as improvisers, it makes us improvise on a larger scale,
Yes, yes. Well, and the term jazz, and you're part of the jazz series, and I think in spite of the fact that you encompass a lot of different genres, jazz is still right up there at the top. And it's that word carries a lot of baggage, and part of that is the confusion among many as to what it is. I mean, one thing that's undeniable is that jazz has always been a sponge. It's soaked up influences from Tin Pan Alley and show tunes and Afro-Cuban and so forth. Are Hunter Tones part of a new direction, would you say, that includes a new audience for jazz and has helped continuing that tradition of being a sponge?
Absolutely. I think the audience is a huge part of our trajectory and our show. It's a reciprocal thing. You know, we need an audience in order to reach the places that we're trying to go sonically. And give it up, and when we hear, you know, when we hear that you know, it's being received and thrown back at us in a positive way, then we, you know, we have a that boundary is kind of broken down, you know, and we need that. We love that because, you know, we're trying to have a conversation with the audience. We're trying to have conversation with each other. We're always listening to every human being that's in the room, wherever we're performing, or the field, or wherever it ends up being, you know, outside, inside. You know, wherever. And because of that, I think, you know, the accessibility and the story that we're telling, I think, is really important. So I think the attitude in which we come at music is very much the same of a lot of our heroes in jazz music. Mm. And I think jazz music, you know, a lot of people get hung up on, you know, well, is it swinging or is it, you know, I think the state of mind is very much present in all of our music, and in no way do we try and play a cookie cutter show. We try and make every single performance, every single recording, we try and take it as an opportunity, you know, to create and to change something up and to react to how we're feeling both personally and as a group.
I'm always challenged by people less familiar with jazz and its history asking, where is the door for me to enter this music? And for whatever reason, people find it hard to understand, or otherwise they find it intimidating. So one of the things I love about this band, Hunter Tone, just kind of kicks these doors open, because it's you're not trying to be purists in the sense of any particular genre. You're just trying to be pure to the music. What were your doors into jazz? And do you think Hunter Tone's music could serve that purpose for a new generation of jazz lovers?
My door was going to a Joshua Redman concert when I was 13 with my father, and at this point he was doing the Elastic Band, which was a, you know, funk outfit a la, you know, Eddie Harris and, you know, all these different. He was kind of going in a different direction for about, you know, 4 or 5 years in the early 2000s, and hearing a saxophonist so charismatically, you know, share his story and original music and lead a band, that was like, I was obsessed from then on with trying to write, trying to, you know, perform and lead a group. And then from then on, you know, I started listening back into the tradition, and, you know, then came Saxophone Colossus, Sonny Rollins, and that blew the doors off me in terms of, you know, what a tenor saxophone can do. And then, you know, got deeper into Parker and Train and, you know, Oscar Peterson Trio, And then, you know, and then in college, and then it expanded into, you know, Stevie Wonder and, you know, all of the more contemporary people that maybe I didn't listen to growing up in my house, but I discovered on my own with the rest of the guys in the band.
What are some of the iconic tracks for you on, in this body of work with Hunter Tones? What are some of the, not necessarily, iconic might not be the right word, for people that have never heard your music, what would you want them to go to first?
I would say out of our in our catalog, Welcome to the Neighborhood is certainly a favorite, because it hits so many different ways that our compositions evolve. You know, it's something like 6 or 7 minutes long, but it goes through so many different iterations of the melody and the themes, and presented by all the musicians on stage. And next up, I would say Camptown Races, because I feel like that embodies the way that we do covers, which is we roam in a blender.
Well, I'll say,
we do it as, you know, we try and have as much, you know, lean meat of the tune as we can, and then we take as many liberties as we can to make it unique and different and exciting.
That's music from the Hunter Tones. Dan White, a co-founder of the band, talked with Robert Ginsberg last week. The Hunter Tones will open the Starlight Jazz season at Walton Arts Center Saturday night at 8 in Star Theater. You can find out more about the show at waltonartcenter.org. And you can hear Shades of Jazz with Robert Ginsberg every Friday night at 10 on 91.3. And you can find out much more about jazz throughout the region and the state at digjazz.com. That's the home of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society.